Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatsky and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Altman reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is hit by the pitch. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conley moves to second. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopp hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conley bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Sawatzki moves to second. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Sawatzki and he is safe. Banks steals second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noren is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 2 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauschi moves to third. Post moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Bauschi scores. Post moves to third. Fries moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post tags and scores. Fries tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 2-1, Phillies. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fries tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Phillies. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to second. Dale Long pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.